Dedicated NPR listeners know Bob Boylan as the creator and host of All Songs Considered, as well as the Tiny Desk concert series. He's a man who knows and loves all kinds of music and musicians. That's the basis for his newly published book, Your Song Changed My Life. In it, he recounts conversations with nearly three dozen songwriters and performers about one specific song they identify as an early point of inspiration.
My big general picture of music is if you love it, it's great music, and that's it. These are 35 artists that I thought would have a good story to tell and whose music I really love, so the range is wide.
It includes major stars like Michael Stipe of REM, Cat Stevens, Lucinda Williams, and David Byrne, alongside relative newcomers such as Courtney Barnett, Sturgill Simpson, and Valerie June. But his interviews are just a starting point.
The conversations at least gave me a clue as to the song it was that helped change who they were and why they picked up a pen or why they picked up a guitar in the first place. But then it was often digging into the history of the song a little bit that they picked and the artist a little bit that I'd start to see the similarities. So you get a singer like James Blake, who might be known more for his electronic-y music but has a very soulful voice. He picked Sam Cooke. If you listen to the hum that James Blake does at the beginning of a few of his songs, one of them is called Retrograde, and then you listen to the hum of Sam Cooke, that beautiful, soulful voice from the 60s, you hear a direct connection between those two things.
Boylan delights in sharing the surprises he encountered, such as Smokey Robinson's unexpected choice of his own song, Shop Around, as the one that changed his life.
I hadn't really thought of a musician picking their own song that changed their life, but when you think of Smokey Robinson, you think of the birth of Motown Records, you think about the money that came in because of that hit song and how it let him and Berry Gordy create and develop Motown and all that sound that became so important. Yeah, I see that. I get that.
And sometimes it is a circumstance as much as a song that provided the springboard into a musical career.
Sometimes fate plays a role. For St. Vincent, a box of CDs fell off a truck in front of her house, and she really liked the ones that were in that box. For Jimmy Page, there was a guitar in a house they moved into. The house was empty. There was a guitar in the closet.
An obvious question for Boylan is what song was that life changer for him? He knows exactly what it was.
As I watched the Beatles unfold, hear the early music on the AM radio, and then 3.5 years later, something as potent and different from I Want to Hold Your Hand as A Day in the Life come about, something that's more about the meaning of life, which is that, yeah, it's mundane, but it's kind of a remarkable thing, and it can end at any moment, and it's very powerful.
In talking with younger musicians in particular, the 60-something Boylan says he has found a surprising and welcome appreciation for the music of his own generation.
We tended to not like our parents' generation's music. In fact, our music was more a rebellion against their music. But there were a couple of 20-year-old musicians in the book. You hear their passion and love for their parents' music, which I really like. Didn't expect that.
But he does expect to continue this line of musical inquiry. So a second volume that looks at additional lives and their inspirations should be forthcoming in due course. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.